Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations. Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.
B. Mitch and Finley, 106.7 The Fan. High noon in the District of Columbia, points along the eastern seaboard. We are live at BigBear.ai Performance Center. Commanders practice in about an hour, getting ready for the Detroit Lions. And I think everybody, regardless of your office, regardless of where you work, or even if it just happens at the grocery store, the drugstore, the library, wherever one may go, sometimes you just have, like, kind of awkward encounters, right?
Yeah.
So, during the last break, I've been chugging. I usually drink a ton of water during the day to offset what I drink at night. And I often have to go to the restroom, as one does, Brian.
Okay.
And B and I walked. So, the space, the physical space where the media is housed in Ashburn at the facility is... it's busy. There's a lot of people in here during the season. And when the media is in here, so you have basically the entire Commanders production group, the Commanders in-house media, social, all that stuff, takes up half of this building. And then the other half is for the media. And the Commanders are very kind. They let Brian and I work in this little back office to do the radio program.
Mm-hmm.
But it's busy in here. You know what I mean? And on Thursdays, the coordinators talk. And so they usually go back-to-back. The league mandates that they carve out time to speak to the media. So It's not like they're doing – I don't think Joe and Cliff would be walking over to the annex to talk to us were they not mandated to do so. But so Joe goes first, and Cliff usually goes right after him. So you and I walked to the kitchen a few minutes ago. And the bathroom door was locked, so I came back in here. Mm-hmm. And then when B came back in, he said, that dude left, the bathroom's open. I said, cool. So I walked back to the bathroom, and standing kind of in what looked to be in line for the bathroom was Cliff Kingsbury.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And I was like, oh, what's up, man? And he's like, what's up? And I was like, you in line? He's like, no. So that was my encounter with Cliff, who I imagine is now about to sit down and
You're hilarious, boy.
The one thing I always point out to people that don't like interact with Kingsbury is he's a big dude, man.
Yeah.
He was prototypical QB size, and Cliff and Joe Witt, I think, understand the pressure that's on
Yeah.
This weekend.
At least should. They should.
Yeah. I mean, this is.
But you know what? That's the nature of the beast, babe.
Totally.
That's the nature of the beast. And I think they understand that. They're not shocked, you know. They're not going to be fooled by it. They understand what's happening.
For Cliff, you heard DQ say it. How hard? What was the longest losing streak you were ever on? Do you remember?
Yeah, I was on some losing 1 year and lost out, I think. You know, we've had some bad years.
With Norv?
With Norv.
Dude, I think you were 7-1 and then went 1-7 on the back half.
We lost a lot.
What is the feeling in a locker room when you start losing like that?
It's despair, but you know what, though? There are people trying to make sure guys understand it's not over. Because not only are you trying to change it around that year, you're trying to keep a damn job. You're trying to keep a career going. You know, and I think that's what you have to show, because right now, fans may not want to hear it, but coaches are seeing who's checking in, who's checking out, who's going to keep fighting, who's going to quit. They're trying to figure that out, too. They want to know. Which guys can I count on? Which guys that I can't count on? Because moving forward, you got to make decisions. And some people you'll be cool with, some people you won't be.
Totally. And one thing Dan Quinn said yesterday, Cliff Kingsbury mentioned today, is guys are pressing. How natural is it to press when you just feel desperate?
Like,
how do you stop yourself from over-trying to make it?
Well, the
play?
Thing of it is, like, you have to get to the point where you understand over-trying causes more problems than it helps. And when you just you hear me most times when I discuss any of this stuff, I talk about knowing what you have to do so you can get on the football field and just react. So maybe instead of, like, you know, there are guys that get into the game and then all of a sudden they go, I'm ready to go now. It's not game day that you get ready to go. It's off season, and then it's every day of the week leading up to the game. That makes your job a lot easier once you get to the game time on Sunday. If you're not doing it that type of way, then you got problems. You know, there are people who have been in college, and they try to do all the studying late, and you flunked that damn exam, did you?
Right.
But then you wonder why the other kid who you know you're smarter than, he keeps passing the class because he pays attention every day. And he's just better and better every day. So when he gets into that thing now he just has to go back to everything he's retained. A lot of us know we're smart, but we wait to the last second to really get into it. And when you try to do it all the night before, after probably leaving the bar with one of your buddies, you don't stay up. You don't retain it. You flunk. Same thing happens on football field. If you do it consistently, you have no problems. If you don't, you got problems.
To that point, I got a story for you, Brian. Prior to my freshman year at the University of Maryland, you go overnight over the summer for, I guess it's some version of orientation, right?
Mm-hmm.
You go for a night, and my best friend, Brian, his older sister was like a sophomore or a junior at Maryland. And
yeah, man, we've been friends a long time.
She had an off-campus apartment and invited me to a party the night I was at Maryland for my freshman orientation.
Uh-huh.
I went to the party. I partied. Partied pretty good.
Oh, I know.
I had no idea the next morning at 8 a.m. was your math placement test. I had no idea until everybody in the dorm started waking up. I had zero. Maybe I should have known, but I did not. I was not in great shape for this math placement test.
Yeah.
I did not place well.
Mm-hmm.
I placed into remedial math. It was called math 001. But not even math 110. Math 001.
That's like remedial.
Yeah, sure was.
Yeah.
But what I learned when I then entered University of Maryland as a freshman was that math 001 doesn't count towards your GPA.
Yeah.
So I said,
that's just getting you, that's getting you ready for the class, the math that you need.
Right. But Brian, when I realized it didn't count, I didn't go. So I failed math 001.
So you couldn't get to the next math.
And then I had to take it again, and I failed it again because it still didn't matter.
But see, they tell you it don't count towards your GPA. But if you don't pass that, you can't start getting into the math that counts.
Eventually, I realized that. and I realized that when I got put on academic probation. And this lady said, you're smart enough for real math. I'm putting you in math 113. This was my first semester of my sophomore year.
Uh-huh.
She said, I'm putting you right into math 113. And if you don't pass it, you're out of school.
And then you pass it.
You know what I did?
Well,
I went to class, and I got an A.
Somebody said, JP, you would have failed it anyway based on the math skills you display daily.
Some things you just got to do it. Math is like building blocks. You got to do it every day.
You got to do it.
If you skip a week, you're not going to know what next week's all about. And I think
– you got a point there, Jay.
I think that's where this Washington team is. Just hit singles. If everybody on the team hits singles and gets on base, you're going to score runs.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
There you go.
Everyone is just so desperate to make gigantic plays, and I applaud that desperation, right?
Mm-hmm.
I applaud the feeling of, oh, my God, I got to do something. But if everybody is operating in that space, you're not cohesive.
Bam. And what happens in that space where everybody feel they got to do something? Everybody starts taking care of themselves. They don't take care of the team. You get what I'm saying? And if you get 11 guys on offense, 11 guys on defense, basically going out there pulling each direction to make sure they look good, somebody else is going to look bad. You know what I mean? So, like I always talk about, when you're on the field, you want to the best thing, best feeling on the football field is when I used to step under at quarterback. If I knew my center was on point and my left tackle was on point, I didn't worry about anything else. The left tackle got to make sure that left guard is on point, okay? And he damn sure want to know the center gave him the right information. And vice versa. People are looking at the people that are right next to him and people they have to count on. And if you know it, then you just play. But if you don't know it, you start trying to watch them. Then you start trying to do your job, and it makes you late on your job. And if you're late on your job because you was worried about his job, now everything's screwed up, right?
Yeah.
And I think that is a point that they got to get away from. They got to get to the point where they hit the ground running.
Detroit is beatable. This is the NFL. They lost last week to Minnesota, and J.J. McCarthy in his, I think, fourth career start. Washington you cannot let Detroit set the tone early. You cannot have these giant coverage busts. You cannot let what is Amon-Ra's numbers for this? What do you think Vegas has him set up at?
Probably got him set up for about, I'm going to go plus 75.
That sounds about right.
Like probably 70. Plus 5-6 receptions.
Amon-Ra, 80.5.
Damn.
7.5 catches.
Whoa.
That's a lot, man.
But you don't think, but see, this is the thing I notice about that.
Sam Laporta, 45.5.
Let the ball go to their top guys.
Yeah.
Whether you're checking them or not, they're going to find a way to get it to them. And I think the thing about the NFL now, when you go into a game, you have to have the mindset, I am going to throw it to my guy. Because your guy has more advantage than that defensive back. So you got to let it go to him. That the days of having to be wide-ass open, that those days no longer exist.
What do you think Jahmyr Gibbs' rushing total is?
Well, I don't know if they're going to run the ball a lot to him, but I'm going to still say he's going to go probably plus 60.
71.5.
Damn.
Damn.
Well, that would have been over.
Defensively, Washington.
They had 63 total last week against Minnesota.
I know.
And I know we're not Minnesota. I'm answering the question I saw on the thread earlier. Say, we're not Minnesota. I understand we're not. But Minnesota hadn't been stopping people like that up to that point either, but they sold out. and they sold out in the run game, and they on their way in the run game, guess what they kept doing? Going to the quarterback. Then you know who saw ghosts last week against Minnesota? Jared Goff saw ghosts. So we'll see.
The Commanders' defense is 28th in the NFL in yards allowed. I mean, just abysmal.
It is.
22nd in the NFL in rush yards allowed. 29th in the NFL in pass yards allowed.
Okay. But I just want them to focus
the net
on this
yards per pass
on this one game. Let's just stop them from getting it done this one game.
I think you got to be aggressive, man.
Yeah.
You got to try to blitz them.
Well, if you do what you've been doing on average you're going to give up a lot. So you got to do something a little different. That's natural. It's automatic.
Certainly. I mean they're trying. Joe Witt, do you believe this? Joe Witt says he asked to move down.
Hey, that's what they said. I have to take what they say.
All right, let's hear.
I've gotten to the point where I don't question every time somebody say something. I mean, because I know when I say stuff sometimes, and if people don't believe me, I get pissed because I know what I'm telling you the truth. But I had to get to the point where I don't care if you believe me or not. I know what the truth is.
Here's Joe Witt talking about moving from the booth to the sideline.
Like that happened, you have to adjust and make some changes. So, you know, I know DQ talked about earlier in the week that I will be coming down to the field. I went and asked him to do that for a number of reasons. The first reason I've been in the box, you know, Q, most of the coordinators that I've been around called it from the box, Q, Capers, Mike Pettin. Even when I was in college, the guys, the coordinators always called it from the box. You have a good view. You can see. You don't really have to have as much help with personnel, people coming in and out. So that's why the advantage of being in the box. Moving to the field, I think the energy that I have in practice that can be probably positive within the game for the players. A couple of the guys have been asking for me to come down as well. And so I think it's time for that to happen. We got to do whatever we have to do to get a win. And so the play has not been, especially this last week, to the standard at all. And like I said, that starts with me. I got to do a better job getting the coaches to get the players to understand how we're going to do it. And we got to get this thing turned. We got to get it turned right now. So with that, any questions?
That's Commanders defense coordinator Joe Witt. Says players were asking him to come down to the field, and he asked DQ, and DQ said yes. The move from the booth to the field feels desperate, and I'm okay with desperation on a four-game losing streak with one of the worst defenses in the NFL. I know we live in a pound-of-flesh society where something goes wrong, you need somebody to blame, that person has to be reprimanded, right? Like that's how we live. I don't believe that Joe Witt is the sole problem for this defense. You have guys just missing assignments and not making plays and missing tackles. Now, I do think if they're really looking at everything like we've been told and they know they've got to turn it around, send the blitz. Like people think because they're losing, like these dudes, this is their life. Joe Witt's probably in this building 16 hours a day or something. You know what I mean? Like, they're here at 5. They leave at 7. Like, they're putting the time in. But if you watched what Minnesota did last week, implement some of it. Blitz this dude. Goff is a really good passer. He can kill you from the pocket. Mm-hmm. He doesn't move well. That's what separates him from the truly elite. Like, not even, I'm not talking about Lamar or Jaden running ability. Tom Brady couldn't run, but he could move around in
the
pocket.
Matt
Stafford can move around in the pocket. Goff doesn't have that. Mm-hmm. Go get him.
Yeah, because the thing about it, you don't have to worry about playing man, because he's not going to break the pocket a lot.
The B. Mitchell Finley.
He may, but it ain't going to hurt you like the other one, dude.
Totally. We have a very relevant poll question today. The B. Mitchell Finley AAA poll question of the day. Do you think Joe Witt moving to the sideline will help this defense? Yes or no? Or maybe. Lanfield gave you a maybe.
I'm going to say maybe.
The AAA poll of the day is brought to you by AAA. Level up with the new AAA Commanders MVP membership. Get all the benefits of AAA, plus exclusive experiences, discounts, and tickets. If you're already a AAA member, upgrade for free or join today at AAA.com/ Commanders. I don't know that it's going to help, but I know it can't hurt.
Nope.
I know they got to do something different. I was on last night with Un Yang, and she was asking me, you know, do you think this is going to work? And I said, Un, what they're doing right now isn't working. So
anything else, try something. Yeah, totally.
We'll see. If you want to vote in the poll, go ahead. It's at Bemich and Finley. Will the move to get Joe Witt down on the sideline help? I don't think it can hurt. A couple things are about to happen. Tashawn Reed from the Washington Post is going to join us, talk a little trade deadline. He had a really interesting column before the deadline saying they shouldn't do anything. Well, they didn't. Why is that a good thing? Hal Hirschfeld from the Washington Spirit will join us at 12:45. And right now, caller number 10 to 800-636-1067. You win a pair of tickets to watch the Terps take on the Hoyas. University against Georgetown University tomorrow night, November 7th, at the Xfinity Center in College Park. For more information, thefandc.com. Caller 10, 800-636-1067. You win a pair of tickets. Terps Hoyas, big game.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Mint is still $15 a month for premium wireless. And if you haven't made the switch yet, here are 15 reasons why you should. One, it's $15 a month. Two, seriously, it's $15 a month. Three, no big contracts. Four, I use it. Five, my mom uses it. Are you playing me off? That's what's happening, right? Okay, give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Did you know that parents rank teaching financial literacy as the toughest life skill? That's where Greenlight comes in. The debit card and money app made for families. With Greenlight, you can send money to kids quickly, set up chores, automate allowance, and track spending with real-time notifications. Kids learn how to earn, save, and spend responsibly, while parents have peace of mind knowing smart money habits are being built with guardrails in place. Try Greenlight risk-free today at greenlight.com/odyssey. That's greenlight.com/odyssey.
Black Friday, wow, shop Wayfair now. Month-long big deals, yeah, these are steals.
70% less money spent.
You can't go wrong, check out this song. Best in decor, Black Friday's for
garlands and trees.
Saving with ease.
Lights for your house, lamps for your spouse.
Save at Wayfair.
On dining chairs, mattresses, two sheets, better view. Everything home, these things in chrome. Hands up for clog area rugs. Fast shipping, wow, Wayfair is how.
Win the season, win the, win the season.
Wayfair, 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 Wayfair.
You heard Quan Martin right there. One of my favorite lines I've ever heard in that burgundy and gold locker room last year getting ready for the Detroit playoff game. Yeah, they're good, but we're good too.
We're good too, brother.
I love that from Quan. Hopefully that's the energy this week.
Always.
We're trying something new. You're listening to Bemich and Finley. We're live at BigBear.ai Performance Center, Ashburn, Virginia, as the Commanders are getting ready to take the practice field in about a half hour. You can watch us on Monumental. You can watch us on the YouTube stream on the 106.7 The Fan page. Listen to the show wherever you get your content, Spotify, Apple Pods, on the iHeart app, on the Odyssey app. But for the first time, we're bringing a guest on, and we're trying to do it on television too. Huey, I don't know what that screen means, but we'll see how it looks. Tashawn Reed from the Washington Post.
There you go. I see
us.
Both of y'all.
All right, cool. Yeah. Sean, what's up, man? Thanks for joining us.
Appreciate y'all having me.
So you've been on the beat now 2 months or so. covered the Raiders prior to that, and I've been following you on Twitter for some time, and you had a story last week that stood out to me that I wanted to follow up with you on. I want to say it was Thursday or Friday, prior to the trade deadline, you basically wrote, I don't think they're going to do anything. I don't think they should do anything. You were proven correct. How did you land on that determination, and why do you think that was the right move?
I think the reason for not tearing it down, not going on a fire sale, is this team is trying to compete right now, you know, and also in the immediate future. And if you start, you know, trading away, let's say, a big name like Laramie Tunsil or something of that nature, you're trying to win next season, you got to go get you another right, left tackle. And so it's kind of taking a step back, you know, for reasons that don't really make sense, in my opinion. And I also think that at this point, you're going to be selling low on many of your attractive guys. Yeah. You know, teams know that you're in a desperate situation. You're trying to claw yourself back. They're probably not going to offer you as good of a deal as they would in the offseason.
Totally.
And so, you know, while this team does need some extra draft capital, you know, they're light on picks early next year. You only have, I think, two picks in the first four rounds. I don't think you force it on that front. And then, obviously, with where they were, even before the loss to the Seahawks, they're not in a position where they're one or two moves away from contending.
Right.
You know, all the injuries that they've had, the defensive struggles, even the offense not being what it was, even though it's been pretty good, not being quite what it was last year. It just didn't make sense to use more of those future resources that you're already thin on. And so standing pat, seeing how it goes, I thought was the best call. And especially after you, you know, have Jaden go down to that pretty gruesome looking injury that, you know, may not end up being as worse, you know, or as bad as yeah. you might have thought when you initially seen it. I still think, you know, you don't go either way at the deadline. You just kind of stand pat and take your lumps this year if it doesn't go your way the rest of the season, and then recalibrate in the offseason.
See, that's what I felt. I felt exactly that they are not one or two guys away from being good, so why try to make anything happen? And then again, you're absolutely right. No one is going to offer them what they want right now. And I know everyone feel you got to have draft picks, but you can deal with that stuff next year in the offseason and make sure that you choose the free agents that you bring in, whether they are guys in their second, third, fourth year or guys you bring undrafted. You got to hit on those instead of trying to go do all that right now, because draft picks aren't guaranteed anyway.
Right, and the other part of that is you have to think about the free agency formula. If you lose a guy that's on an expiring deal, like a Deebo Samuel, for example, you might get a comp pick in 2027 for that. Mm-hmm. And so that may not help you next offseason, but in the future you can still get some draft capital from some of those guys. You know, some people have asked, you know, a guy that's on an expiring deal, why don't you trade him now and get something out of him instead of, you know, him leaving in free agency? You still could get something out of him, just not necessarily next year.
Well, dude, I think of the guys that you maybe could have gotten, I just don't think – they just traded for Tunsil, right? You trade him away, you're going to lose 15 cents on that dollar with nine games in. Like, what is the value there, right? And I think the caveat with Tunsil is you're going to have to pay him. He's not playing on this deal next year. But I think when they traded for him, they understood that, and they view him as a long-term piece. Payne is the same thing. I think what people sleep on in NFL trades is that contract is almost as important as skill. Skill, talent is number one, but contract is
1A.
Yeah, man. And so, like, somebody might want Daron Payne, but they know they have to pay him and work out a deal this offseason. That's why I thought Kinlaw was kind of interesting, but they just acquired Kinlaw. They clearly think he's a part of this for the long haul. The one, I don't know if you saw the report out of Buffalo, I think it was a dude that covers the Bills for the Athletic, said, you know, Vaughn and Deebo are in play for Buffalo. And either of those moves would have made a lot of sense to me. Von Miller's at a stage of his career where he's chasing rings. He's pretty open about it, right? This situation in Ashburn doesn't seem like a ring chaser at this season. And so I wondered if maybe it was like a do the right thing by Vaughn kind of move. But, B, you were at an event with him, right? It seemed like he's pretty content here.
He's content, and I think when he came here, he was chasing the ring because he saw how good this team was last year. But now he has to understand the reality of this thing but he plays in pure passing downs.
Right.
And what's the percentage of that? How many people out there are willing to pay that just for that? We felt it was going to be a bonus.
Right.
Coming here, but hell, there's not a lot of third and longs happening.
Right. I think the guys that would have made sense for them to trade are going to net you conditional sixths and sevenths. And at some point, what I applaud for you is you called your shot and were proven correct. And I think you approached it just from a place of logic, not kind of reacting to how bad things have gone.
Yeah, front office can't be emotional. That's how you get yourself in the hot water. And
sure.
Even where this team is with all the injuries, like the top three edge rushers are out right now. Like if you trade Von Miller, I mean, unless you're just giving up on the season, which I don't think they are, you need some edge rushers. You know, you give him away, then right. Who do you have left? And then with Debo, like I said earlier, you know, he's been playing well this season. I think they could have interest in bringing him back. But even if you don't, you're probably going to get a comp pick in the formula for him, you know, if he signs with another team. And so, and he's also a guy that, you know, like you mentioned, you know, earlier, you know that he's going to be a free agent next year. So if you trade for him, you're going to have to pay him.
Right.
Otherwise, you're going to lose him after the season.
Right.
And also, you know, he's had some injuries this season dealing with that heel injury.
Yep.
So a team probably wasn't offering. I don't think the Bills are offering a second round pick for Debo Samuel or anything
like that. The craziest part, you love, what's your line about? Fans always want
Peter John Ramos for Shaq.
Yeah. That might be too deep of a cut for a young man like Tashaun Reed. We have Tashaun Reed from the Washington Post joining us here. You can give him a follow at Tashaun Reed, TASHANREED, joining us via the Rude Guest Hotline. Trade deadline's over. Let's look at what's coming. Detroit is beatable. They've lost two of their last three. They just lost at home to Minnesota, and yet they come into this game as more than a touchdown favorites. Washington is reeling. They've lost four in a row. Defense can't stop anything. How do you think the Commanders get on track this weekend?
I think it's going to be tough.
That's for a deep them to breath, right?
Yeah,
there.
I mean, the defense is just difficult, especially against this Lions offense. I know that they haven't been quite as good this season as they have been in the past, but that offense is still deadly. And all the weapons that they have on that side of the ball, I mean, Amon Ra, Sam Laporta, the running backs, Jared Goff is playing well. Even with them losing Ben Johnson, that's still one of the better offenses in the league. And it's, I don't know, anything's possible, but it's tough to see that defense slowing them down. And so if the Commanders are going to win this one, it's going to have to be a shootout. And losing Jaden Daniels, having Terry McLaurin, you know, Dan Quinn already said he's not going to play this week most likely. Again, it's, you know, are they really going to be able to put up points in bunches? And so it just feels like one of those where it's going to be tough sledding for them this week. And, you know, every game, you know, you're never going to mail it in. They're going to obviously try to win out there, but – going to have some crazy turnovers on defense.
Yeah.
And I think the run game is going to have to spring back to life. I think it'd be a little bit optimistic to expect the pass game to carry in this one with, you know, Marcus Mariota starting. McLaurin's not out there. McCaffrey's not out there. Noah Brown's still out. If the Commanders' offense is really going to run it up, you got to run the ball. That's pretty much the only option.
So, I mean, let's just run through your active receivers on Sunday. Debo, Traylon,
is Chosen.
Yeah.
Lane.
Yeah, you can call up Chosen. Anderson.
Chosen will probably be in. I actually like Robbie. I just think Robbie is one type of guy where he's got a loose cannon, and he will probably – you take people who are just young enough and crazy enough to not care. That's how he plays for me. I would like to see him out there.
Tashaun, I'm curious if you have ever noticed this or anything. Being in NFL locker rooms for a lot of years, you notice – I have noticed over the years, some guys you can see, you got to be crazy to play the sport professionally. You risk life and limb at all times on that field. Some guys you can see the crazy in their eyes. B-Mitch is one of them. Like, if you look in those eyes, you can see it, right? Yo, Adrian Peterson, when you looked into his eyes, you saw it in there. Like, okay, there's some madness in there. Robbie Chosen's got
those eyes. It's called touch.
Yeah.
Robbie Chosen's got those eyes, man.
Yeah, you can see it.
They're a little touched.
Yeah. I think you need that, though.
Totally.
Like I said, it's a crazy sport.
It's a violent sport, man.
Yeah.
When you look at this season, it sure looks like it's a lost year. Jaden's injury doesn't appear to be as bad. Certainly when we all saw it live sitting there in the press box, and anybody in the stadium, anybody watching it at home, it was an oh my God moment, and probably a different word, right? Mm-hmm. It looks to not be as bad as we all feared in the immediate time frame. What would your path be with Jaden?
I definitely think there's a need to lessen the burden that he carries. You know, this season, I would say injuries was really the reason why he had to kind of shoulder that, you know, whether it was McLaurin not being in there, Austin Eckler, some of the offensive line injuries with Sam Cosmi coming back from that torn ACL. It seemed like he had to be Superman in order to kind of carry things every week. And I think pressing in that way leads a guy to scramble maybe a little bit more than he otherwise would.
Yeah.
You know, be a little bit more reckless with the football, maybe not see the field as well because he's pressing. You know, I think that's something that Dan Quinn has talked about on both sides of the ball. He sees guys pressing out there.
And
I think
tell that's a talking point this week. Right. They're all talking about it.
I think you saw that from Jaden in a lot of ways as well. And so, you know, I think it's, you know, part of that is getting better injury luck, but, you know, I think they need another weapon or two on offense, maybe tight end, receiver. Always continue investing in the offensive line. And then also part of it, even though he's not playing, you know, with the guys on defense, you gotta improve on defense. It can't be what it is because you're just gonna constantly be playing from behind, having to, you know, have these shootouts every week to win games, and it basically asks your quarterback to be perfect. And as great as he was as a rookie, nobody's ever gonna be perfect. And you have to have him create a bigger margin of error for him. And I think that's done by really heavily invested in the defense this offseason and making sure that, because even last year, the defense wasn't good. You know, they didn't give up as many big plays as they did this year, but they were lagging. That's part of the reason why they went out and traded for Marshawn Lattimore at the deadline. And so I think you have to find a way to make the defense no longer be an issue and lessen some of that burden on Jaden.
Yeah, totally.
The way this is tracking, we're probably talking the 8th overall pick, the 11th overall pick, somewhere in there. I understand best player available. To me, it is D-end or wide receiver. Is that track to you? B's going to yell at us about talking about the draft in November, but like, this defense needs someone on the edge that strikes fear into offensive coordinators, and they don't have it.
I might go defensive end secondary, you know, whoever's the best between those two. I think receiver, if they're healthy, not to say they don't need another complimentary piece, but I think if Terry's out there, you know, McCaffrey continues to develop Lane, maybe you could pick up another guy in free agency.
Yeah, maybe you resign Debo.
Yeah, something of that nature. I think receiver could be fine, but I think it'd be tough for me to go anywhere but defense, unless there is just some overwhelming offensive player that's staring you at the face at 11. Sure, go with the best player available, but it'd be hard pressed for me to go anywhere but defense.
With every number that JP had put up here to Sean, he said we were 28th in this, 32nd in this, 31st in that other thing. You need to go defense.
They've invested a lot. I mean, but the last three seasons they drafted a defensive
They need
back in the
a legitimate
round.
Pass rusher.
I'm with you on
need
pass
somebody
rush.
Else in that second.
Pass rush for sure. Sean, thank you for joining us, man. We'll have to do it again.
Appreciate you, brother.
All right, that's Deshaun Reed. When we come back, Hal Hirschfeld from the Washington Spirit will join the show.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Mint is still $15 a month for premium wireless. And if you haven't made the switch yet, here are 15 reasons why you should. 1. It's $15 a month. 2. Seriously, it's $15 a month. 3. No big contract. 4. I use it. 5. My mom uses it. Are you playing me off? That's what's happening, right? Okay. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Did you know that parents rank financial literacy as the number one most difficult life skill to teach? Meet Greenlight, the debit card and money app for families. With Greenlight, you can send money to kids quickly, set up chores, automate allowance, and keep an eye on your kids' spending with real-time notifications. Kids learn to earn, save, and spend wisely, and parents can rest easy knowing their kids are learning about money with guardrails in place. Try Greenlight risk-free today at greenlight.com/odyssey.
Big news! Wayfair's Black Friday sale is here, early! Right now at Wayfair, get up to 70% off everything you need for the season ahead. Save on kitchen and dining, bedroom furniture and mattresses, holiday decor, and way more. Now is the time to score big, from seasonal finds to favorites you'll use all year long. Plus, with Wayfair, enjoy fast and easy shipping, with delivery in time for the holidays. Save up to 70% off early Black Friday deals. Shop now at Wayfair.com.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
Awesome. B. Mitchell Finley, 106.7 The Fan, live. Ashburn, Virginia, Big Bear Performance, BigBear.ai Performance Center. Commanders getting set to take the practice field in about 15 minutes, getting ready for the Lions on Sunday. But right now, we're getting ready for the Spirit, the Washington Spirit, hosting a playoff game against Racing Louisville tomorrow noon at Rowdy Audi Field. Helping us get ready is Hal Hirschfeldt. Hal, fired up are you? Number two seed, playoffs begin tomorrow.
Yeah, I'm so excited. I mean, this is what we've been waiting for all year. We've been pretty consistent over the season, so we're excited to finally show it off in playoffs and hopefully get to the championship.
Yeah, I was reading and you described your job as having to do the dirty work. Ready for that dirty work this weekend?
Yeah, I'm always ready for it. So, I mean, it's going to be a tough game. They're super physical and crazy, so I'm ready to get into it.
Like, if you know, all right, the intensity is going to ramp up because it's the playoffs, and if Louisville is a super physical team, what does that mean for you tomorrow? You got to sharpen the elbows? Like, how do you approach the game?
Yeah, I do. Exactly. I can't tell anyone about it beforehand, though, so maybe we shouldn't talk about it on the radio. But,
all right.
Yeah, I mean, I guess my job is just they're super physical, and I feel like we just got to, like, maintain our control over the game and not let it go into their hands, which is going to be easy because we're at Audi, our home field. I feel like that's a huge advantage, so I'm super excited.
I think I'm coming with my daughters. They're going to be really excited. So
yeah,
we'll be doing our best to get rowdy.
Oh, my
gosh.
awesome.
What is the home field advantage like there? Because it's such a dope stadium, and it feels so intimate, but you can still get really good crowds.
Yeah, I mean, it's insane, honestly. Last year was my rookie year, and I didn't have crazy expectations as to how it would be, but the growth and how many people we get day in and day out at our stadium is insane, and they react to everything, not just goals. I mean, tackles, like good plays. Like, I feel like they actually know the game, and it's just amazing to be a part of because, I mean, it seriously pumps you up when you get into hard games, like during playoffs.
You all have a few of your better players out, but you know what? Yeah, you still have a very good team. Where is the confidence level?
The confidence level is high. I mean, we've been through a lot as a team together, like having injuries and rotating starting 11s and stuff like that. So I feel like everyone has that experience that you need, like that game play time coming into playoffs. So, yeah, I mean, it's tough that we don't have some of our best players, but I think we're – confident considering everyone has that experience.
Can I ask you about one of your draft mates? You're in your second season. I went to a Spirit game last summer, okay? I want to say it might have been against KC. It was like in August, and you guys kicked their ass.
Yeah, we did.
Dude, it was awesome. It was my oldest daughter's birthday, so I had like six little girls with me there for the game. And I was like, oh, man, you know, these are young girls. Like, are they going to be able to stay locked in? But they were scoring all the time. So the girls were super locked in. The young woman that I was most impressed by in that game was Croy Bethune. And I know she had a monster rookie season and then had that big knee injury. How is Croy feeling playing now?
I mean, she's doing amazing. I mean, she's always just a phenomenal player. She's so savvy, and she just has such a distinct style. And, I mean, you saw it then, and it's back again even after the injury. And she's just so resilient, and I feel like it goes to show, like, the competitor she is, that she's able to pop back like that after a knee injury and come right back up to speed, like, right before playoffs. It's so exciting.
That's great.
Well, you need to have your fans, and what kind of message you want to give to the fans that may be coming to the game? What you need them to do?
Come out and be loud. We need y'all to be loud. Bring the energy. Seriously.
All right. So, B, listen to this. So, Hal, last year they were in the semifinals before they got to the championship, mm-hmm. right? It was Hal that scored the equalizer in stoppage time.
All right.
What was that moment like for you to get a goal in that situation?
Oh, it was insane. If you want to talk about that draft class too, that was my teammate that assisted me from Clemson. I went to Clemson and we both got drafted together here to come to the Spirit. And I actually wasn't even supposed to be there in that play, but I know how she serves the ball. And I was like, I'm getting on the end of this, and it ended up for the best. So it was awesome. And I have never been in a stadium that loud before. I literally, my ears were like ringing. It was so loud.
That's cool.
But it was amazing.
That's awesome. Hopefully you recreate some of that. But you brought it
right?
up. I wasn't going to bring it up. The PR people did let us know that you went to Clemson. And obviously you played soccer there. But Dabo and the boys are struggling. How are you handling your Clemson Tigers football season right now?
You know, it's hard out here, and you guys are not the first people to bring it up, but I always got faith in them. It's a little late, but maybe I got time to turn it around.
Maybe. You got to play out the string, I suppose. The last thing I wanted to ask, and again, this is information provided to me, so don't get mad at me.
Okay.
How many tattoos do you have?
I have quite a few. I don't know how many now. I have like a sleeve. I have one on my ribs. I have like my knuckles done. So I feel like I have quite a bit now. I count the sleeve as like one big one. So if we're going with that, then I only got a couple. But they cover a lot of surface area. You know what I'm saying?
But I asked you this question then. Which one hurt the most? Because
the one on my ribs.
Ribs, yeah. I heard ribs hurt. For guys, chest.
How many do you have, B? Two?
I have four.
Four?
Nice. Yeah, the elbow too.
Hal, you can't keep
track. Elbow?
Elbow? No. Like on the point?
Yeah. I got
kind of rounded,
yeah,
huh?
I got my elbow done like while I was injured at the beginning of this year, actually. I got hurt and I was like, oh, it's time to get a couple more tattoos. But anyways, so I got my elbow filled in and I was like, oh my God. Because, I mean, my elbows are bony. Like you guys said, I got to sharpen them up for games and that hurt.
So you're from the West Coast. You went to college at Clemson. What do you think of just D.C., just the city, now that you're in your second year?
I'm from the South. I'm from Mississippi.
Oh, I saw San Diego. Forgive me.
Yeah, no, I was born there. I, like, hopped around everywhere because, like, the military. And but D.C. is amazing. Right. I love the city. I feel like we're in a good part of Virginia where you go, like, 30 minutes inland, and it's, like, vineyards and orchards, and it's so pretty. And then you go towards the city, and it's obviously D.C. It's amazing. So I feel like you get the best of both worlds where we're at, and I love it so far.
We had your teammate on a few weeks ago, and they talked about the vineyards as well.
Sounds like the Spirit.
So sorry, the place y'all like to go to.
Yeah, we know all the good spots. Don't worry about it.
That's great. Hey, Hal, good luck this weekend. We're looking forward to it. Who's our friend over there that we like to highlight? Is it the director of marketing?
Oh, Maya, my daughter.
Right, that's what I was trying to bring up.
Oh my gosh! That's
Maya
funny.
Works
oh
in
God.
Marketing and what is it? Licensing. Yeah.
Do you know Maya Mitchell?
Oh my gosh, that's awesome.
Okay,
that's awesome.
Cool. Hal, thank you for the time. We'll be watching you this weekend. We're looking forward to it.
Of course. Thank you, guys. Thanks for having me.
Yeah,
all right,
absolutely.
Have fun. Take care.
Spirit Bye-bye. Taking on Louisville Saturday at noon. That place is going to be jumping. If they win, they get the semifinal at Audi also. So if they win, there's another playoff game coming, man.
Well, I would love to see it.
These Spirit games are fun, dude. And they're the best team in town now.
So there's a person on – my buddy just hit me. Says a person on the team named Gift Monday.
I'm sorry?
Her name is Gift Monday.
Should have asked Hal about Gift. Hey, it is Thursday. It's Bleep You Thursday next. We're going to open these phone lines. Nobody go anywhere.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. you'll see Progressive's direct rate. Then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy. Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.
Commanders fans who want to dig deeper into the X's and O's, the Take Command podcast is the pod for you. New episodes drop immediately after games and every Tuesday and Thursday, wherever you get your pods.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters: your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.